From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In most cities, the local newspaper is not owned by the same company that runs the big radio and TV stations. That's because the Federal Communications Commission has rules that guard against any one media company monopolizing the market. But those rules might change, and soon. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us from New York. Amy, can you explain the current FCC rules and tell us a bit about this potential overhaul?
Well, yes, you may recall that 3 years ago, the FCC lost a court battle over plans to relax current media ownership rules. Under former chairman Michael Powell, the commission had proposed repealing the so-called cross-ownership rules you mentioned that prevents a media company from owning both a television station and a newspaper in the same town. It also would have increased the number of stations a single media company could own in the same city. Now, at the time, a federal court ruled that the commission hadn't justified those rule changes. So now, after 3 years of studying the issue, FCC Chairman Kevin Martin is preparing to propose a new set of rules. And we don't know exactly what they will entail yet, but the proposal is likely to include repealing that cross-ownership rule again. The proposal is expected mid-next month, and then the public will have a month to comment before the commission votes in mid-December.
Now, on the face of it, it seems like there's already been some changes. I know here in Southern California, you've got the Tribune Company, and they own both the LA Times and a local TV station. How does that happen?
Right. That's true here in New York as well and in a handful of cities, in some cases because the stations were grandfathered in from before the rule took effect. The Tribune Company had been granted temporary waivers to allow it to hold on to some stations and newspapers in the same market, but that's stretched out now for several years while the FCC has been debating permanent changes. And, of course, real estate investor Sam Zell is now in the process of buying the Tribune Company, so he'd love to see this ban permanently lifted. The FCC came out with a bunch of studies this summer, and one of them found that cross-owned TV stations actually produce more local news. But I spoke to Mark Cooper with the Consumer Federation of America, and his group is planning to submit a rebuttal to those findings.
If one newspaper TV combination dominates a market, and other TV stations therefore abandon that market, the public ends up with less news in total and, of course, less diversity. And so we will show that, viewed from the market level, the effect of allowing cross-ownership is to diminish the quantity of news that's available to consumers, not increase.
So Monday is the deadline for comments on those studies, so we'll likely see a lot more debate about this even before the proposal comes out.
Thank you so much, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.